What if the security you've been chasing is actually the thing holding you back? Most of us follow a well-worn path. Good grades, stable job, steady paycheck, retirement fund. We're taught that this is success, that deviation is reckless. But here's the uncomfortable truth. The world that promised job security in exchange for loyalty no longer exists. The social contract has been rewritten, and many of us are still operating from an outdated playbook. Consider this. Netflix generates 357 times more value per employee than Blockbuster did at its peak. Manufacturing jobs have plummeted while productivity soars. Computers now write poetry, diagnose diseases, and read human emotions. The gap between what companies produce and how many people they need to produce it grows wider every year. This isn't some distant future scenario. It's happening right now. The question isn't whether change is coming, it's whether you'll be ready when it arrives. The shift from employee to entrepreneur isn't just about starting a business. It's about reclaiming agency over your life. About moving from a mindset of risk mitigation through endless analysis to one of learning through action. It's about asking yourself, am I building the life I want, or am I just reacting to the life that's been handed to me? You can't connect dots looking forward, only backward. Steve Jobs' insight reveals a truth. Purpose emerges from collecting experiences and following curiosity, not from introspection alone. Transformative companies weren't born from genius plans. Uber's founders couldn't find a cab. Airbnb's creators needed rent money. Jobs' calligraphy class shaped Apple's typography. His Xerox PARC visit revealed the graphical interface that changed computing. This is Clayton Christensen's associational thinking, synthesizing ideas from unrelated fields. Elon Musk applies this through first principles thinking, but you need raw material first. You need dots to connect. Today's resources make collecting dots easier. Podcasts deliver insights during commutes. Budget airlines enable cultural experiences. Solo travel forces meaningful engagement. When you're alone in foreign places, you can't hide in your comfort zone. The key is deliberate learning. Don't passively consume. Actively seek challenging ideas. Track your progress and learning hours. The feedback loops will motivate you. Better conversations, spotted opportunities, connections others miss. You're building a diverse foundation that, when connected, reveals opportunities invisible to others. Picture standing on a train platform after another soul-crushing day, wondering what you actually accomplished. You're smart, ambitious, well-paid, yet something feels fundamentally wrong. Mark Twain wrote, "Whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, stop and reflect." Most people drift through life reacting to circumstances rather than deliberately choosing their path. To break this pattern, use the 5 F's as regular sanity checks: freedom, autonomy over your work, financial independence, earning without being enslaved, fulfillment, work that matters, fitness, physical and mental health, and family and friends, time for relationships. Every few months, honestly assess each area. Where are you thriving? Where are you compromising? Use the 5 Whys technique. If you're unhappy at work, keep asking why until you reach the root cause. Maybe it's not your job, but lacking deep relationships or intellectual stimulation. Viktor Frankl wrote that happiness cannot be pursued directly. It emerges as a side effect of dedicating yourself to something greater. Purpose is the world's greatest performance enhancer. When you have it, you can lift metaphorical cars. Without it, even small obstacles feel insurmountable. Most people with great ideas never execute them. They fear failure, wait for the right time, or confuse talking about entrepreneurship with doing it. They attend boot camps, get inspired, do nothing, then return for another motivational hit. Inspiration without a roadmap leads nowhere. Testing ideas today requires minimal investment. A children's entrepreneurship program started with $100 in Facebook ads, generating nearly $6,000. An e-commerce site, once costing tens of thousands, now requires $29 monthly. The barriers have collapsed. What remains is your willingness to start. The Lean Startup methodology offers a practical alternative. Instead of 50-page business plans, start with a one-page Lean canvas. Create simple prototypes to test assumptions quickly and cheaply. Targeted ads, test offer appeal. Landing pages measure engagement. Hacked together solutions validate demand before serious investment. The highest quality solutions come from valuable insights into human behavior. Talk to potential customers using open-ended questions. Observe what they actually do, not just what they say. Understand their jobs to be done, the underlying tasks they're trying to accomplish. Being slightly cheaper or marginally better isn't enough. Mindset separates success from failure, not intelligence or resources. Every entrepreneur faces the trough of despair when nothing works. What gets you through isn't optimism. It's having tools and philosophies that navigate uncertainty. Carol Dweck distinguishes fixed from growth mindsets. Fixed mindsets see ability as static. Growth mindsets embrace challenges and view failure as feedback. Seek front-stabbing, direct, constructive feedback from people who care about your development, rather than yes people who feel good temporarily but hold you back. Stoicism teaches responding rather than reacting. Jocko Willink exemplifies this with extreme ownership, taking responsibility for everything in your life. When you own your circumstances, you empower yourself to change them. Our brains harbor cognitive biases that distort thinking. Confirmation bias seeks supporting evidence while ignoring contradictions. The ambiguity effect avoids unknown outcomes. Seek contradictory evidence. Surround yourself with different thinkers. The goal isn't being right, it's getting closer to truth. One entrepreneur built a seven-figure business, published two bestsellers, launched an award-winning podcast with over 300 episodes, and mentored dozens of startups in 3 years, not by working more hours, but by achieving flow states. Flow occurs when alpha and theta brainwaves merge at the border between conscious and subconscious mind. McKinsey research found executives are 500% more productive in flow. Flow emerges when you're intensely focused on a single task with clear goals and immediate feedback. When the challenge exceeds your skill level by about 4%, the sweet spot between boredom and anxiety. But notifications destroy flow. The average person touches their phone 2,617 times daily, and apps are deliberately designed to be addictive through triggers, variable rewards, and dopamine hits. The Pareto principle reveals that 80% of effects come from 20% of causes. Dig deeper, and 64% of revenue comes from just 4% of customers. Identify the vital few that actually matters and ruthlessly eliminate everything else. Physical fitness isn't separate from productivity. It's foundational. Exercise produces serotonin, improving mood and stress management. Your brain exists because your body needs to move. Neglect your physical health and your mental performance suffers. At life's end, you won't regret challenging the status quo or spending time with loved ones. Yet most people fill their days with comfortable activities that leave them unfulfilled. Life's most rewarding experiences push you beyond comfort zones. Even without knowing your why, starting on any what reveals new opportunities. Clarity comes from action, not contemplation. Two kinds of people are reading this: those who will apply what they've learned and those who won't. The difference isn't intelligence or resources, it's willingness to start. Register a domain, declare your intentions, attend an entrepreneurship meetup, complete a Lean canvas. Do something today and every day thereafter, forming a habit that will be hard to break. The world needs people willing to take imperfect action, to learn from failure, to build something that matters. The cage you're in isn't locked. You've just convinced yourself it is. The door is open. Walk through it.